Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We do have a quorum present. Representative Baker, did you get a chance to review the minutes?
I did, Madam Chair. I'd like to move the minutes for May 12, 2017, as presented.
Thank you. Representative Baker moves the minutes. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. I move the calendar for the day Wednesday, May 17, 2017. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place. And with that, we are in recess, planning on coming back later.
Oh.
Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will now reconvene. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 238 and that it be placed on the General Register. Representative Nash, if you could briefly explain your bill.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. It is the pejoratively known Stand Your Ground bill. It was in committee, and it was laid over for possible inclusion. We had been told that there were a good number of members of the opposing caucus that wanted to vote in favor of the public safety omnibus, and that I think there were 15. So at that request, we deferred and decided to pull it back out and send it to the General Register.
Discussion. Representative Portman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Nash, why should this bill be treated differently than all of the other bills that were laid over for possible inclusion that were not included in omnibus bills?
Representative Nash.
Well, Madam Chair, thank you, Representative Hortman. You know, this was a bill that we made a conscious decision to pull back out and send to the floor. Just simple as that.
Representative Hortman?
Madam Chair, I don't think that there's any compelling reason at all. In fact, there hasn't really been any reason given for treating this bill differently. You know, throughout the session, we have repeatedly ignored the rules whenever we feel like it, and as a body, not as a minority, but as a body. And so the question becomes, why do we even have rules? Why do we have deadlines? Why do we have procedures that everybody else has to meet when we're just going to treat bills that the majority wants to pass or take up differently based on whim?
Representative Portman, I would remind you that when you were in charge and Representative Murphy sat in the chair I'm sitting at, there were 29 rules waivers. We can go through the whole list. I didn't feel many of them were necessary. I can go through the list if you want to compare and contrast, but I think it's unfair for you to say that we're not following the rules when I think we've had maybe a couple of rules waivers versus the 29 when the Democrats last controlled the body. Representative Murphy?
Thank you, Madam Chair. It is a habit of members of the legislature to look back and identify behavior that they may or may not agree with and say that's the justification for doing what they're doing right now. And I think Leader Hortman was asking you and Representative Nash the justification for this piece of legislation. And I'm pretty sure Minnesotans are pretty tired of the scrum match that comes from this body all the time saying, well, you did it or you did it, and so therefore it's justified. I think she's asking a fair question, and I don't think it's out of lines for her to ask. And, you know, by suggesting that because someone else did it, naming me, which is fine, in the past, isn't necessarily an answer to her question, but instead a dodge.
Well, okay, like I said, we can go through the list if you'd like, and we can just debate how worthy they were. Representative Freiberger's next on the list.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So in the Government Operations Committee, there were a bunch of bills that were laid over for possible inclusion in an elections omnibus bill. I had a couple in there that I thought were pretty good policies. There were some from the other side. Will those bills be afforded similar courtesy of a waiver of the joint rules, since it appears we're not going to have an omnibus elections bill in the next week?
No. Representative Portman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, just to close out my point, here we are 7 days before the legislature is going to adjourn. We have a bunch of budget bills that have been sent to the governor that he's vetoed, and we're going to take the time and energy to send a bunch more for more vetoes. We are nowhere near passing a budget for the state of Minnesota. We are nowhere near an agreement. on what the spending totals would be in any of those budget bills. And here we are, 7 days before this session ends, when our job this year is to keep the government functioning so that on July 1st, Minnesotans have all the services up and running that they expect. And instead of doing that important work, we are going to calendar one of the most controversial bills of the entire legislative session for floor debate in the Minnesota House, which will take potentially an untold number of hours, during which obviously negotiations can't take place. And a bill which is likely destined for a veto. So it just seems, Madam Chair, that in addition to totally disregarding the rules, that this is not a good use of the legislature's time at this part of the legislative session.
Representative O'Driscoll.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I wasn't going to speak, but Representative Freiberg suggested there may not be an omnibus elections bill. As the chair of the committee with jurisdiction on that and the chief author of the bill sitting across the table from me, we both kind of looked at each other and want to know what Representative Freiberg knows that we don't know as the people who are involved in putting that bill together. Maybe it's more rhetorical in nature, but comes as a surprise to me this morning, Madam Chair.
Maybe Representative Freiberg would like to answer that.
Sorry, what is the question exactly? Could you restate that? Maybe turn towards me. I have trouble hearing.
Well, Madam Chair and Representative Freiberg, can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better.
Not to take a commercially used phrase, but my question was, as the chair of the committee that has jurisdiction over the elections bill, sitting across the table from me is the chief author of that bill. When you made your statement that it wasn't going to be an elections bill this year, we both looked at each other kind of with a look on our face and puzzled. What do you know that we don't know when we're intimately and actively involved in this legislation?
Senator Freiberg.
Thank you. I don't know any. I believe I said I don't know that we are going to have one, and I just said under the assumption that we're not, which from what you're saying, maybe it's not. I think that's a good thing. So I'd certainly like to see that bill. I think there are some important policy issues to be discussed with that. My only point was that, there were several provisions that were laid over for possible inclusion, and I don't understand, and I know that was the case in other committees as well. I guess I don't know why this bill should be treated any different from those. I was just holding that one up as an example. I know there are other examples like that out there. If we're going to hear that bill, that's great. But my underlying point still stands with regards to other bills.
Any other discussion? Seeing no other discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
The motion prevails. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 565 and that it be re-referred to the Committee on State Government Finance. Representative O'Driscoll, if you could briefly explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And this bill is the annual omnibus pensions bill that passed out of the Commission last week and has made its way through the Senate and had its first committee staff in government operations, but by rules it can't go any further without a rules waiver to being able to resolve our 2017 pension issues. And so I do ask members to support the waiver.
Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion does prevail, and we are again in recess. Thank you.